Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Every Thursday on the show, we get a book report, go out to one of our friends, usually Las Vegas, and find out where the sharp money is going, some of the movement that we've seen, and plenty of movement, especially in the NFL this week, Sammy, because of all the quarterback uncertainty that we have. Welcome back. This is Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, and Sam Panionovic. It's a busy, busy time on the sports calendar, especially if you're running a sports book like Chuck Esposito is over at Station Casinos. You've got the NFL in full swing. Same deal with college football. The World Series starts tomorrow night, and now the NBA season is underway. Chuck, thanks for taking time and joining us. How you doing?
Oh, my pleasure, guys. Always great to jump on with you, and you're right. It's so much going on, and us, of course, the NHL as well with the Vegas Golden Knights. So
yes.
Very busy time in sportsbooks out here in Vegas.
Well, I hate to start this way, Chuck, but it's the news of the day with this Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, Damon Jones, FBI's getting involved in all that. When you hear that an NBA player like Terry Rozier is potentially on the hook for shaving points for a long, long time, like, what's your reaction to that?
You know, I'm just kind of getting caught up with it this morning as well, guys, and just, you know, a little bit head scratching, and going to go back and kind of look at some past games and just kind of do some investigating on our own side as well to look at it. But at this point, I'm still, you know, kind of gathering all the information.
Yeah. You know, what's kind of fascinating about this, and you're in the Vegas perspective, so it's a little bit different than where sports betting has been legalized elsewhere. But a lot of these books, they promote prop bets, same game parlays, prop bets. Why? We know why, because they hit at a very high rate. And a lot of the younger generation is into the prop bets. And myself and Sam, we're a little bit older, but we're more sides and totals guys. But they promote it. And Adam Silver was talking about it earlier this week on the Pat McAfee show that maybe we need to dial it back. And that's it. Like, if you want to come up with the easiest way to cheat, whether you're a pro, whether you're in college, fake an injury, whatever it is, it's prop betting. It's much more challenging. It's happened. Like, we all remember the Tim Donaghy scandal, but it is certainly much more challenging when you have an entire team that would have to be involved and word would likely get out. But, you know, I do wonder if the prop betting, maybe not go away, but it's cut back immensely.
Yeah, it's hard to say, guys. I know you're absolutely right, though. I mean, I hear from a lot of younger guests that they really they target the prop betting, the same game parlays, the live aspect of wagering, so you can wager throughout the course of the game. The second it tips off or kicks off or first pitch, that is so appealing right now. So those are all popular wagering options that have grown, you know, so much interest and increased handle so much, and the largest growth has been in those areas. So it is something that, you know, we would definitely have to take a look at as well.
Curious your handle. Let's move to the NFL here, Chuck. Curious what you're seeing, what the guys are betting you on, Baltimore, Chicago. We just had Paul Charchian on, who does a lot of fantasy work in the space, and he says he doesn't think Lamar's playing. Obviously, the market says that it's likely that he does play, but have you taken anything either side, Chicago or Baltimore, noticeable?
We have, guys. Opening the game at 5.5, it was quickly pushed up to 6.5, which led us to believe that Lamar was playing. But you're right. I've started to read some stuff and hear that there's a good chance that he doesn't play. If he doesn't play, this line will definitely crash down. I mean, I think you look at the 49ers with all the injuries they've had, and it's been the kind of circle the wagons, and they've played, and they're 5-2. It's been the exact opposite for the Ravens, that as talented as Lamar is, that offense runs a little bit more a schoolyard, and they're creative, and Lamar does a lot with his legs and his arms and his arm in that kind of scenario. That has not been the case without him. So early action has clearly been on the Ravens. Only about 60% of the tickets are on the Ravens right now. But if it comes out that he's not going to play, especially against the Bear team that's won 4 straight, I see this number coming down very, very quickly.
What is your mentality as someone running a sports book when it comes to quarterback uncertainty? So we have a couple of spots this week where we got word early. We know about Washington. We know about Carolina. Okay, they're going to the backup quarterback. The Jets, too. I don't know that there's much of a difference, but they end up going to the backup quarterback. And then there are situations like this one we're talking about with Baltimore where you don't quite know. Do you prefer to know early in the week so you can get to a certain number as quick as possible? Or is the uncertainty not the worst thing in the world because there's going to be a lot of people kind of making their own opinions and betting both sides of it?
I would much prefer to know. I think the fact that we're in an information era now, and it's not only us that is tuned into everything and constantly looking and listening and watching. Our guests are just as sophisticated and on top of it as well. I would much rather know. And when it comes to starting quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson, I mean, it is such an impact to the overall line. You're right, the Jets, it's not going to be a major fall off. There really was a minimal movement of the line at all. It didn't move the needle really without Justin Fields with the struggles he's had. But somebody like Lamar or Jaden Daniels, when we don't know for sure, it really does affect the line dramatically. We've seen some of these marquee starting quarterbacks affect the line sometimes at least 7 points or more. So we saw a huge jump in Kansas City without Daniels. And I'm sure it'll be the same case if Lamar doesn't play for the Ravens on Sunday.
Speaking of Kansas City, I told Joe on Monday we had a cookout at the house on Sunday and had a lot of the boys over. And I think every single one has a ticket on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. So we might as well just end the season now, Chuck. I'm sure you're there as well. I'm sure the Chief bets have come in over the last 3-4 weeks. What does the future book look like right now in the NFL?
It really doesn't look bad. And the strange thing is you guys are absolutely right, but I've done other media shows and people always ask me, are the Chiefs back? And my response is they never left. I think you look at how talented they are with Mahomes. You've got Andy Reid, you've got Spags. Now you have a healthy Worthy, and bringing Rice back into the equation, they're phenomenal. And I think you look at Patrick Mahomes right now and you can make a serious case that he's the MVP. That it's not Josh Allen, it is Patrick Mahomes right now. I know they're behind the Denver Broncos, who are 5-2, easily could be 7-0 without giving up 2 field goals at the end of the game. And the Chargers have really kind of stumbled after that 3-0 start. I'm not worried at all about the Chiefs. We've continued to lower them, and our conversation internally had been, you guys, you know what's going to happen. Everybody else is going to bet all these other teams, and we're going to hear the Chiefs are done. But come January, who's going to be right there? The Chiefs. So we did keep them relatively low, and actually we're in fairly good shape with the Chiefs as far as our future book liability goes.
With Chuck Esposito, Race and Sportsbook Director for Station Casinos out in Las Vegas. On the NFL side of things, Chuck, respected money, where have they come in on as far as NFL sides?
Well, we've actually seen a little bit of a late push on the dog in tonight's game on the Vikings. We've seen this number start to come down just a little bit. We saw some sharp money come in, which I was a little surprised, but was on Carolina plus the 8. We opened this game 8. Bills come off their bye. Hadn't covered in the 2 straight games before they lost. Didn't cover against the Dolphins. Didn't cover against the Saints. Then lost to the Patriots and Falcons. Yet coming off a bye, we've seen some sharp money come in on Carolina in that game. And those are the ones, and really some sharp money on the Saints. I know Tampa's kind of banged up a bit, but some sharp money has come in on the Saints too, and we've seen a point and a half drop against Tampa. I think it's a product of how beat up Tampa is, but also it seems like once teams play Detroit that next week, they don't play as well. So I think that's kind of a factor as well on that game. But those are the two that really kind of stand out so far, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
How about Giants and Eagles? These two teams played a couple weeks ago. Obviously, the Giants won outright. The number was Philly minus 7.5 in New Jersey, and now it's 7.5 in Philly. I think that's a little low, but the Giants have definitely gained some respect. Dart is fun, man. Dart and Dable, that's a fun combo in New York, New Jersey, huh?
It really is. I mean, it's a shame that they don't have Malik Nabers there, so he could kind of have that growth with Scataboo and Nabers. I think it's low, too. When we put it up, I kind of talked about it with my team. We were looking at the game, and I'm like, God, it's going to be really tough for the Giants to come back from what they gave up against Denver in the fourth quarter. And then it's a revenge game for Philly. Philly kind of similar to Kansas City. Same thing last year, 2-2. The internal problems are not that good. They just kind of go through the motions. And when they have to turn it up, they probably will. I thought the number was too low last week when they were only 1.5 or 2 point favorites against Minnesota. I still think it's low this week at 7. I clearly think this number is going to go up. In my mind, there's no question it doesn't go north of 7 and close in that 7.5 or 8 range on Sunday.
All right, with Chuck Esposito here. Chuck, let's jump over to the college football things, the slate that we have here. And as far as the action, what stands out? Is there specific respected play, public play? What jumps out when it comes to this weekend?
I think overall, guys, in college football, we've seen so much parity. You've seen so many great games and so many of the top 10 teams that have struggled and movement there. I mean, there's some really good games this week. I think the Ole Miss-Oklahoma game is a great game. Ole Miss comes off the loss. That's a really good game. We've seen a little bit of a push on Oklahoma in this game. We opened 4.5. The game has gone up to 5. The Vanderbilt game, too, the Vanderbilt-Missouri game. It's hard to believe that we're talking about Vandy and Mizzou at 15-10 in the country. Both teams come in at 6-1. Vandy opened up a 3-point favorite here. We've seen a little bit of money there. And then the A&M game against LSU. I mean, LSU with 2 losses already, they're done. Yet maybe a signature win here against A&M. A&M just 3-9 against the number of their last 12 games and 2-12 against the number their last 14 games against LSU. So we've seen a little bit of loosey money come in as well, but maybe not quite the marquee schedule we've seen over the last 2 or 3 weeks. But those are 3 games that really jump out, as well as the BYU-Iowa State game and the Houston-ASU game. So about 5 or 6 really good games this weekend as well, including Missouri and Vandy.
Circling that one, Joe. 180 LSU. I see what Chuck did there. I'm circling 180 LSU. Okay. All right. I might bet that one. Heisman Trophy. If you had a vote, Chuck, who do you give it to today?
Tonight?
Yeah. If you had a Heisman vote and you could give your Heisman ballot, who would you pick?
Man. I'm starting to lean towards a certain quarterback that happens to play for Alabama.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yep, Simpson, I get it. Yep. Do you rate them as a significantly better than the other SEC teams, or do you have Alabama very, very close with the rest?
I think it's close. I think the SEC, you look at that conference, and there's a lot of good teams in there. I think it's going to kind of depend on how it all shakes out based on the committee and where these teams are all slated at the end. But I do put them at the top right now.
And then Ohio State is just so much better than everybody, it feels like. I know from a power rating standpoint, you probably have them number one. I was talking to a couple guys that do what you do, and they said the gap between Ohio State and Oregon, Bama, Indiana is still like 4.5, 5 points. That's pretty high. Even though there is a lot of parity, it's clear who the best team in the country is, no?
Oh, yeah, no question. I mean, I love Oregon, too, and, you know, especially against teams that are maybe a tick just below the top 5 or 6 in the country. I mean, they just keep their foot on the gas, and they don't let up. But it's we'll see what happens over the last third of the season, guys. But right now it's Ohio State and then everybody else.
Chuck, I'm assuming with Major League Baseball, it's going to pop back up tomorrow, finally, after a little bit of a layoff here. We get World Series game number one, Dodgers, Jays. Assuming that your perspective is, can we please get a good series? Can we please get 6 to 7 games as opposed to 4 to 5?
I would love it if that's the case. And, you know, with our close proximity to Southern California, we don't have a professional baseball team yet. Everybody loves the Dodgers. However, with the odds being as low as they've been all year, we actually are in fair shape as far as liability goes on the future book. But the team that we're actually in the best shape on going into the playoffs was the Toronto Blue Jays. Just a lack of respect from the bettors with the Blue Jays. However, when you look at the Jays, guys, best record in the American League, but also the best home record in baseball. I know it's tough against the Dodgers. I know we're going to need the Jays in every game, but I actually think it's going to be a little bit better series than a lot of people do. The series price has already been pushed up from minus 245 to minus 260 to 65. They're not going to be the favorite in any game. The Jays are going to be a dog, even at home, but I give them a shot. I think the series does go at least 6 games. Again, best record at home in baseball.
Chuck, final minute. Is there one specific NFL or college football side that that you would like to be aligned with the most this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, we actually touched on it, guys, and it's the Eagles. I'm really hoping that somehow we get some Giant money to show that you look at the Giants and they played well. They've been in a lot of games. Don't forget they let, you know, 2 bad comebacks. Dallas came back and beat the Giants at the end of the game, and so did the Broncos. They could have a much different record today. So I'm hoping once this game gets pushed maybe to 7.5, we see a lot of Giant money come in, because I really do like the Eagles this week. I think it's going to be a really tough game for the Giants to bounce back after last week and the revenge factor for Philly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.